It is only for those who have not yet begun to speak that silence is simple and easy. But sometimes we would sing, and our song would begin in this way. In the midst of our work, one of us would heave a deep sigh, like the sigh of a tired horse, and then begin softly humming one of those slow airs, the sweet, plaintive motive of which always lightens the heart of the singer. One of us would sing, and the rest would at first listen silently. The song would tremble and die away beneath the dark ceiling of our cellar, like a tiny campfire in the steps on a damp autumn night, when the grey sky spreads over the earth like a leaden roof. Another voice would join in, and two voices would now be floating, softly and plaintively, in the thick atmosphere of our overcrowded pit. And suddenly, several more voices would join, and the song would rise like a wave. It would grow louder and louder, and almost seem to move the heavy grey walls of our stone prison. The whole 26 would be singing, our powerful, harmonious voices filling the bakehouse until it seemed too small to hold so much sound. The song would beat against the stone walls, wailing and moaning, filling the heart with a sweet, stirring pain, opening old wounds.